This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 0% for up to 36 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/26.
Okay, we are recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you find us here in a terraced house in a suburb of a town.
Somewhere.
And we have sadly, unfortunately, and inevitably been drinking again.
Yeah, of course. So yeah. We've had a little bit of
Prosecco.
A bit of secco.
Or two.
But we're here again. With Let Women Peek.
Will you please just fucking let women peek?
Let them do it.
Let them have it.
Let them do it.
So we're peeking, we're women,
peeking.
We're peeking.
Well. Just peeking.
And we're
over
coming
and over
to
again.
You. Oh, constant. Aching. Peeking. It's too much.
It is.
It's great. I love
it's
it.
Overwhelming.
So we are talking to you the day after Yom Kippur.
Oh, God.
And the terrible attacks in Manchester.
Yeah.
And we want to come out and say that we very much... As a podcast, I know you've all been waiting for us to say the proclamation that we are against violence.
Yeah, we're not really into stabbing or shooting or
ramming people with cars. In fact, I'd go so far as to say it's out of order.
It's pretty shocking.
And let's just fucking stop it, please.
Yeah, because I think we're all like, the trouble with peeking.
Mm.
Is that then you start peeking in all sorts of different areas, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, loads of areas. You start noticing things that you perhaps would not have been conditioned to notice before.
No, because I've been a really good girl lefty.
Yeah.
I've been so good. I've been the best. I've been like a proper
good girl. Owen Jones would have loved you.
Yeah, Owen Jones would have loved
me. He would have patted your head in a really non-condescending little way, wouldn't he?
He would have been proud of me. He would have been proud of me. But now I'm like, what the fuck is going on with the left?
What is going on with the left? So I want to just for once and for all sort out the Israel-Palestine thing. And I think they should all just give their heads a wobble. But if a violent, fatal attack happens.
Yeah.
Should you be out celebrating it the very same day?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, definitely not. Yeah. I think we have to think about our kids, and we have to think about
not
the
being
message.
Cunts. Yeah,
and we have to think about I'm from total peace and love vibe, man.
Are you?
I was.
Oh,
I am.
I'm the opposite.
I still am. I'm still like peace and love vibe, man.
Do you? Oh, fucking grow
like
up,
boho, boho hippie.
Yeah. I'm of the school of don't celebrate people being killed.
That's what I mean. Peace and love, man.
Yeah.
Peace and love, man.
But
can
anyway.
Can we not do that?
Can we not do that, please?
Celebrate that.
But I think doing massive victory marches on the day that... we're out with our remit, aren't we?
Yeah.
Should we stick to the topic in hand?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're veering off.
We're Vera Duckworth. And we are the Let Women Peek podcast. And we're drunk.
We're trying to stick on topic.
Yeah. But we're skirting around. We're nibbling around the crust of the sandwich. But I'm sure you pick up what we're putting down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this week on the podcast, we've got the fucking amazing Natalie.
Oh my God, we love
who's
her
got
so
a
much.
Tail that will curl your fucking toenails and they will put hairs on your chest fucking ears on your back because it's so hideous. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. So enjoy Natalie's tale, and we'll see you at the end for a little. Will we see them at the end?
Possibly. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows
how these things work? Okay. Goodbye. Action. Hello.
We're back.
Once again with the
Let Women Peek
podcast, and this week we are honoured, blessed, delighted, thrilled, and over the bloody moon to be joined by a great friend of ours,
the fabulous, the wonderful, legendary Natalie.
And Natalie has got a shocking tale.
A really shocking tale.
And she's going to tell us all about it. And so just let's get into it. So, Nat, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I don't mind telling my story because it helps me make sense of something that was utterly senseless.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I put it in paragraphs.
Yeah.
And tried to get a sense of what on earth was going on. But basically, I was a victim of the police harassing women and carrying out the TIM, the trans activists' agenda,
uh-huh,
in pursuing women who expressed gender critical ideas. But I'll go into it more carefully.
Yes.
Well, we want to hear all about it.
Well, we need the first, like, how you actually... Was this how you turfed, or how you peaked, or did you peak before that?
It's a good question. I'd previously peaked.
Previously peaked,
which was great because it meant that when I got into big police trouble, I was able to call on my turfy gang.
Yeah.
To support.
Yes.
Throw out the bat signal.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
So how did you peak then? Let's start at the start.
Yeah, let's start there.
Oh, that's a longer story. I think I got upset reading in the Liverpool Echo about a woman who had done awful things to two young boys, and it wasn't a woman anyway.
Oh, God.
And I started looking into this, and I found a group called Not In Our Name, or Not Our Crimes.
Not Our Crimes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was interested, so it planted a seed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I expressed some feelings.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
I was able to, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to people.
Yes.
Which is so important, making that connection and realising, like, you're not the only one
going mad. You're not crazy.
Yes.
When was this? When did you see this terrible thing in the Echo? Can you remember?
It's probably 4 or 5 years ago because the event that happened to me kicked off 4 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you'd sort of had a year of, like, what the fuck? And finding your turflings.
Precisely.
Yeah, your gossip. Okay. Yeah.
Your gossip.
Which helped me make sense of it, really.
Yeah.
Okay. It would have been far worse without that. So.
Oh, my God, imagine. Yeah, so go on, tell us what happened.
So, okay, 4 years ago, I was reading the papers, and I saw that Girl Guiding UK had launched an investigation into a Girl Guiding commissioner, who was actually a trans-identified male. And this chap...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Posed for rude and saucy pictures in a bondage outfit.
Ew.
And carrying, I presume they were fake, huge automatic weapons.
Jesus Christ.
And he had black lacy bra, and he had all sorts of weird suspendery, ropey things going round. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Body.
God, yeah. So I've seen them. They're not, not nice.
So yeah. Because I've been involved minimally with Girl Guides, my daughter was in the Rainbows and Girl Guides years ago. So I thought, hold on here. I'm going to complain because I think this is a safeguarding issue.
Absolutely. So this guy was, how was he involved in the Girl Guides?
He was appointed as a commissioner, as a senior Girl Guide leader.
He was working with
those young girls. And what worried me was that meant, by definition, he had access to them when they went away on holidays.
Yeah.
They share accommodation, share showers. And I thought, no, mate, I don't really like this and I don't agree in it. And I'm going to tell Girl Guiding UK.
Where were the photos of him in his?
They were all over social media.
Newspapers. I read it in traditional papers. Wow. Like the Daily Mirror and the Mirror and the Mail and stuff. So it was everywhere.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
And it did say actually that Girl Guiding had launched an investigation into him. Well, here goes. So because I often email. It's just a thing I do.
I'm sending an email.
Worded email.
Yes.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, in my youth, I might have used a pen and a Basildon bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there we go. So fired off these emails to Girl Guiding HQ.
Okay.
And to the local one in Nottingham. But being me, and being lower middle class, I was unfailingly polite. I was dead polite.
Yeah.
Very careful. And I said things like, posing with high calibre weapons, this doesn't seem right or safe for Girl Guides.
Seems a little bit off.
Something's not right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be difficult.
Yes,
I
do. Yeah.
Not to make a fuss.
He's so English. Don't want to make a fuss.
Yeah.
And I said stuff like, yes, I also went on to say, and as a trans woman, this person is, and this was the bit that got me in trouble, is effectively a man.
Oh, shock horror.
You horrible woman.
And effectively a man who has displaced a woman from the role of guide leader.
Excellent.
And the reason I said that was because I'd read and I knew there were some very brave women who'd lost the love of their life as guide leaders, their job as guide leaders, because they'd refused to accept men coming into that
place. Okay. Right, okay. Yeah.
So I was aware that he had the job and he'd probably kicked out or they kicked
a woman.
Out
yeah.
a couple
yeah.
of women who were principled yeah. enough to say no.
But on that, sorry, can I just say that on the flip side of that, there must have been a lot of women who were very pro him.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this on the podcast before because my little girl was in Rainbows at the time and this just blew, I was already well turfing out. But you know, when you think, well, how has he muscled? Are we allowed to name him?
No. In case it all kicks off again.
Yeah, but you know, we won't name him. There must have been women that supported and endorsed his campaign to get to the level. And it always struck me as so, what's the word? Self-misogyny.
It's got to be a self-misogyny. Yeah,
because you're like, we're not gonna just accept you into our ranks, but we're gonna elevate you.
Yeah,
there's the best of us.
That's right.
And it just seems like, how much do you hate women, and how much do you hate yourselves?
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of the Lelech thing. You remember all of that? The Lelech League. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that was just kind of like, this is insane. It's kind of,
Absolutely.
How bonkers. You turn against women and how you turn against your own needs and your own
self-interest, really, isn't
it? Yeah, and own friggin' self-respect.
Yeah, so go on, Nat.
Betrayal.
Yeah. Betrayal.
Awful betrayal.
So some women had been busy betraying other women and young girls, of course, appointing him as I saw. Anyway, the problem was girl guiding passed my email onto the police.
Fucking hell.
And
as you do.
The other email seems to have reached this person. I don't know why, but girl guiding must have allowed him access to the email.
He was what, the guy?
Yeah, yeah. The guy, the bloke, the man, the gun guy.
The gun guy.
The bondage.
Yeah. We need to give him a name, don't we?
We got rid of those corsets 150 years ago.
Yeah.
And I put the bloody things back on. I mean, honestly.
What should we call him? Pervy gun guy?
What do you call a leader in the...
I'm not sure because she's only in rainbows.
Can we just call him a massive pervert, the MP?
Yeah, let's just call him pervert.
Yeah, massive pervert.
MP.
Anyway, I didn't think a lot about it because a few months later, you know, Christmas, New Year, and it was a cold January morning, and I opened the door to a policeman standing on my doorstep and carefully avoiding eye contact with me.
Oh, was he?
So I thought, oh really?
That's interesting.
Now, of course, my first thought was, oh my God, something awful's happened. Something really horrible has happened. So I was actually relieved when he said they were investigating me for a malicious communication.
Oh, that's okay.
Come in. I got all elated.
Nobody's dead.
I got all happy and joyful. And he also said I needed to attend the station or face arrest.
Did you know what it was about? Or are you like, have you written 20 letters that week and you're thinking, which one?
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one.
He did name
the person in question.
Oh, so it made sense.
So they actually said if you didn't come to the station, they'd arrest you.
Yes, they did.
Malicious communication.
Well, because I wasn't cooperating, and the charge was under the Malicious Communications Act of God knows when.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to know. So my second thought was, oh no, I'll be the talk of the wash house here. You know,
the curtains are all touching.
Honestly, I thought police car, policeman, my good standing in the neighbourhood. So, okay, I'll come down to the station.
I'll come quietly.
Right, mate. I'm nicked.
It's a fair cop down.
Oh, Nat, you're so nice as well. You're like the last person.
Dragged away screaming. Yeah.
Well, after he left, it was a big shock. And I explained my shocking story to friends online, including to my own brave band of resistors.
Yes.
And they all offered support. And one of them, who in fact is a councillor, local councillor, she tweeted my injustice.
Excellent.
And she found... all of a sudden,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
He was inundated with requests from the media to interview me.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, we had Sky News, The Mirror, The Mail, even The Economist.
Oh! Excuse me.
They were
drawer. Banging at my door, metaphorically, unwanted me. And the mail on Sunday even cheekily requested photos.
Oh,
were they going to pay you?
Well, I don't know, but I was suddenly faced with the fact that I could become famous.
Yeah.
And that I could become a media person.
Media darling.
Without an agent.
Yeah.
And I did face a difficult decision then, because while I was facing arrest, and I was, and possible prosecution, should I go public and be named? I was really torn, because I welcomed the chance to get the story out there.
Yeah.
But I also dreaded being on everyone's chippy paper. At that time, remember, 4 years ago, bombarded with hate from trans activists. And it was at its peak then, I think.
That's right, yeah.
So I was really... I knew I'd be the talk of the town. I asked the kids, and my kids urged me to stay anonymous, but said, get the story out, but don't give your name. And I thought long and hard, and in the end I thought, well, I'll get the story out and I'll be Ms. X.
But obviously, so you kept
anonymised. But it did mean the story had less purchase.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't a person, and they hadn't got the human element to it. So it got covered. It got covered by GB News, it got covered by The Critic and a few other sources. But in every case it was Miss X. Anyway, I still had to attend the police interview, didn't I? Otherwise I'd be arrested. So I went to depths of winter, and I was shivering with cold and fear. And I walked into a very almost abandoned old police station, and they had to turn the lights on for me.
It was the
Stasi. It was everything you've seen.
The spotlight.
Yeah, I really wondered what I was walking into. I wanted to leave breadcrumbs so someone could come and rescue me.
And were you with someone?
No,
I wasn't. On your own.
I was allowed a duty solicitor. So the duty solicitor...
Yeah.
She fixed a duty solicitor up for me. And you don't pay for those, in fact, it's part of legal aid. And he came down and he was utterly astonished.
He said, hold on.
He said, what on earth is this about? What in hell's name have you done wrong? I don't get it. Anyway, I went through the interview and it was recorded. And the policeman interviewing me went through my email line by line saying, what did you mean by this?
What?
And at the point where I said that the bloke in question was effectively a male and a safeguarding risk at that.
Yeah.
He told me it was prosecutable.
Under
the Malicious Communications Act.
How do they work that out?
Well, the solicitor himself wasn't convinced. And he said, but she didn't write it to this individual as malicious communication. She wrote it as a safeguarding issue to an organisation. And apparently within the Act, malicious communication is when you're malicious to a person.
It's directly to them.
It's not when you're malicious to an organisation, because that's quite a different thing. So the solicitor was rather good. And I was even asked during the interview, and this was really odd, the policeman asked me, had I been to Nottinghamshire or Derbyshire? And I said no. And I realised he was setting the store for me being a stalker of some sort. And what really annoyed me is so many women have been stalked and they haven't had police support.
Yeah.
No.
And I thought, and they're coming after a fake stalker who's never stalked in their life. And I was able to say, in all honesty, I've never been near those areas.
Yeah.
You know, I just haven't.
Wow.
So that was very odd. And God knows how many women are stalked and the police do bugger all.
Nothing. Yeah.
Anyway, I decided to tough out the interview. I apologised for nothing. And I was told, in the end, my case would be sent to the CPS for their decision.
Did you apologise?
Never.
Oh, good.
No,
good, didn't. Good.
I thought, sod it. And I thought, this copper is younger than me, so we can get out.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of very worrying months later, and it was a bit of a worry, I heard from the CPS that they would not be prosecuting after all.
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Like, how did did you feel relieved, or were you just like, you're fucking course not? Like,
yeah, why put me through? I then realised it's a tactic. It must have been a tactic of harassing, because the trans activists are using the police, who are bonkers, destroyed by this ideology,
they really are,
to harass innocent women who are gender critical. That's just, I thought it's a plan. And it was at this point I turned to the Free Speech Union.
Okay.
Yeah. And they gave me the advice that I could challenge Merseyside police, who interviewed me and told I could be under arrest, for their vexatious and harassing treatment of me, and the fact that I likely had a record of a non-crime hate incident. So I was really pleased to think that the Free Speech Union would put me in contact with a barrister for free. Imagine the cost of that.
Yeah.
For free. And they did helpfully provide this guy. And he uncovered errors or lies in the bloke's witness statement. In his witness statement, that man had written... the horrible man. He'd written that I called him a gun nut.
What?
And a sexual deviant. And I hadn't... Well, you can see from... There was... I hadn't. And my single email was on record for all to see.
So the
barrister thought I'd be a decent case for pursuing a breach of my human rights and harassment against Merseyside police.
Wow. Oh,
and that was really interesting and encouraging.
Until...
The day we got the police's itemised costs payable if I lost.
Oh, right,
so just in case I lost,
the
costs amounted to £36,000.
What the fuck? For what?
Again, that's a tactic, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And I was faced with a gamble then. Mm. If I continued and lost...
Yeah, you'd have that to do.
I'd have that to pay.
Yeah.
And if I... continued and won, I'd be bouncing, jumping for joy. And the gamble really was on who the judge in question was.
And it's the David Goliath thing, isn't it? Because you're going against the police force and you're just an individual. Yeah, so it's kind of like that whole, like, risk.
And we'd had, at that time... And at that time, we had seen high-profile cases that hadn't gone the gender-critical way, Maya Forstatter. So we had this very real precedent of judges making completely insane decisions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, where was J.K. Rowling at this time with a pot of money? Just wasn't around. Exactly. So £35,000, it's life-changing.
Which would be a great one for J.K. Rowling's...
I know.
It was real. And I hadn't gone public, remember?
Yeah.
Had I gone public, I might have been able to
crowdfund.
Or get a benefactor.
Yeah.
And because I kept quiet, it wasn't really going to work. So that was really quite troubling, that I had to really sort of think. Oh, and at the time, Alison Bailey's court case had begun, and the judge kicked off by asking everybody their pronouns.
At
that point, I thought, that's a little message, maybe.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, so with absolute sorrow, utter and sad sorrow, we had to then think, because such a sum wasn't available to me to cushion the risk.
Yeah.
Crowdfunding would be unlikely to yield much. That we had to pull out after all that effort and also after all that free legal advice.
Yeah.
But I felt I had little choice.
Could you go back in retrospect?
I don't think you can with the law. I don't think you're able to, unless there's new evidence.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there'd have to be a new bit of evidence. Yeah.
Well, JK, she will listen to this. Maybe she will.
Yeah, she so will.
She'll get her to... And Elon will be on it as well. So, just can I...
Maya's following us.
Maya! Hi, Maya. So I bumped into Maya Forstatter the other day. She was she was around, as one does, you know, dead cash.
Yeah.
And rather than sort of quizzing her about the legal, the political, the cultural, I was like, your hair's really nice. Because I'm just so cool.
And yeah, so I won't lie awake for years to come stressing about that. Because I've come to complain at all about it. She was lovely and she smelled really good. Yeah, she smells amazing. Maya, this is going to sound weird. Just block your ears for the next 3 seconds. She smells divine. Is that weird? Yes, it is. But what I was going to say, like, it feels like there's a price on justice then, isn't there?
Exactly.
Like
it's yeah. Exactly.
If you there can is. Afford to take yeah. the hit, you can afford to take the gamble.
Yeah. I was going to ask as there's well, when you were waiting, how long did you have to wait till the CPS decision?
It's probably about 8 weeks.
And in that time, were you anxious that it might actually go?
I think I was anxious. And I think I was thinking, how can I do this best? You know, how can I keep true to myself? Get the issues out there.
It was all
a bit of a
I was
going to
say, like, how was it affecting you, your sort of...
It's interesting. I suppose I tried to sort of think, well, it's a bit of an old Liverpool thing, but nobody's hurt. You know, nobody's lying in hospital. And
kept trying to just...
You know, trying to sort of put it in its little... box.
Everyone's fed, no one's dead.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But did you have this...
parenting advice, that is.
That's good. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
That's true.
Did you have this sense at the time, though, like, I know it's hard when you're in the thick of it, and we've all lived through the last couple of years, and it's hard to think back now, but did you think at the time, no, we're living in a fucking bonkers bubble of history. Anyone with eyes can look at this and see that this is insane. History will vindicate me. History will look kindly upon my actions and all the rest of it. I just have to hunker down and wait for this to blow over. Like, you're never at any time thinking, oh God, should I have been nicer to the man in the bondage kit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, really, I should have.
Do you know, I was absolutely, entirely sure, and I think some of this, I mean, when you're a woman who's turned 60,
yes,
I think you develop a sense of history and perspective.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you think, trust in your instinct. You've seen enough. You've been through enough. And I'm really glad I held on to my guns. And when I was in the interview...
So to speak. He's not.
To me, guns.
Just metaphorical guns.
They're the best kind.
But I do feel... I remained, even during the interview, an unapologetic...
Good.
And proud to...
Can we give you a round of
applause? Yes! Woo-woo!
Because it's intimidating. It's intimidating.
I can't imagine. I would... fold like a deck chair. I'd have had to wear a several tenor ladies. I'd have been absolutely terrified.
This has happened in front of people's children, and do you know what I mean? I'd be if that happened to me and my daughter was around, I'd be absolutely
That was a really big thing. I wanted to protect, particularly my daughter. So I didn't want her exposed to all that because it's really horrible stuff. And the idea of me being carted off in a police van with the neighbours all looking on.
Yes, the neighbours must know more than you do.
It was. Neighbourhood the neighbours.
Have you seen Nair at number 23?
What's she done now?
I think she's dead respectable. We saw her carted off with the cops. There's something going on there.
I always knew it. But it just does make you think, like, of these women, you know, the posies or whatever, that are sort of thrust into the limelight and they don't shy away. In fact, they fucking love the attention.
Yeah.
And God bless them for being able to, you know, like, say, like, Elaine Miller or something. Well, there's millions that we can talk about. But that to be at that fork in the road where you're like, oh, do you want your name and picture and life story?
Absolutely.
I mean, I couldn't do it. It's a really scary prospect.
I think that thing, isn't it, that's scary, like you were saying, you were frightened of kind of threats or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That was with my sort of mini cancellation, is like that.
Yeah.
It's that was what I was so frightened of. Yeah. So that was kind of like me, like, got to get out of this, because it's kind of the idea of having those threats. I just thought, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I mean, people say you can, you know... I spoke to other women and they're like, you know, you can take it and because, you know, they're strangers and it doesn't mean anything. But at the same time, to have threats of being raped, and I was like, I can't.
And we followed JKR's threats, and we know it does. Her wealth doesn't protect her from the absolute grotesque.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Villainy of.
And not only is it written, it's rejoiced in. They absolutely revel in.
And there's
they
the
celebrate
risk of being
it.
Doxxed and all of that. Isn't yeah, there, you know,
so and you've got to think of your, you know, family your kids, and yeah.
It's difficult. I suppose I tried to find a middle ground is probably the right way to put it.
Yeah.
But I like to think, and I think I'm going to be proved right here. It was a blip in history.
Mm.
It
oh,
was when the police
definitely
the police lost their reason. Mm. They were in hock to a bizarre American ideology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to think that I just got caught up in that little bit
absolutely.
Of history.
Yeah.
And came out the other side.
Yes, yeah,
but
yeah.
You and so many other women, do you know what I mean? And it, yeah. and like, you know, when I found my little turf gang, I was quite...
Ew.
I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, it's like the water in the desert feeling.
Yeah.
Thank God. But... like the amount of insane stories, including yours, do you know what I mean? That you start hearing and yeah. you're like...
But it's still happening.
And it's still...
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 0% for up to 36 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/26.
It's still happening. I saw a video a little while, a couple of days ago, of this... because everyone's got a phone in their pocket, a camera in their pocket now.
Yeah.
So these two... police women chap at this woman's door. Oh no, I forgot about her. Well, this one going, well, your daughter's like, liked this thing on social media, so.
Oh my God.
Did you see it?
Oh, I think I did actually.
And I'm thinking
they
it
were
was a mistake.
Get, yeah, they were, yeah, they were trying to get in the house, yeah. weren't they? And that, yeah, she was like, she's like, yeah, liked something.
She'd liked a post on social media and someone had seen it and phoned the police. And then the cancer patient who'd written something on Facebook and the coppers storm in and she's there on her walker. And I mean, did you get the sense with you that the police were like, what have you done?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Like, are you, what? Am I missing?
Some of them like,
I think the police were, and it's very dangerous in history, complying without deeply feeling it or thinking. And I always think the fact that that guy couldn't look in my eyes.
Yeah,
that's
really
telling, isn't
it? He really couldn't give
eye
contact. Because deep down he probably knew and he probably went home and said, what a load of nonsense.
Did I join the police force to do this? To harass nice, lower middle class ladies?
Yeah.
Is this what I've joined? Can I sleep tonight going, I've had a good day's work today?
Yeah, so satisfying.
Yeah, really out there
knocking
catching the bad guys.
Door.
But then,
you
I mean,
gave me a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah. Being nice. Well, turfs, what was that quote where turfs were like deceptively nice or they were all deceptively law-abiding?
They're all
deceptively. We're all actually just really nice. We just see men in bondage gear with fake guns and go, girl guides, you say?
Yeah. Girl guides.
Girl guides. But did girl, what happened to him and did he fulfill his dreams?
I don't actually know for sure. The police didn't keep me up to date.
Do you know whether he's still in the...
I heard he'd joined the scouts.
Oh! Okay.
He admitted he was a fella, though.
That's progress.
That's progress, yeah. I mean, you don't really want him around little boys either, but...
Oh, my God.
I'm a bloke.
Google him.
I can't... Google him
now.
No,
I'll...
We can't. We're going to get in trouble.
I will Google it. We'll post an update. Fucking unreal. But then, do you know what? I've seen a lot of... videos from the guides or one of them, and it's fucking riddled with them mad, sweaty, greasy trans.
Yeah.
You know, it like is. The men that have got little tits, and they're like, "Hi, since I've joined the guides, I can really be myself, and me and my partner and my they're thruples and on estrogen and
it's stunning."
In the UK, where are the
what happened to the guys? Do you know when I was
when you were a guy, not one person tried to molest you.
When I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let let me in the brownies, right? And I remember knocking on Brown Owl's door and saying, please let me in to the brownies. And they wouldn't let me in because I didn't go to church.
They knew you were a nascent TERF.
They knew it. They could smell it on you.
And then I joined the guides and I really loved my outfit. I lasted about 2 weeks because I thought I was such a sensitive little flower I thought they were all quite bitchy and mean and I just left.
Well, good for you.
Guides in the old days, and you got badges for, you know, like it was
now why
not a throppling.
Yeah, no badges, throppling inside.
Nary a throttle to be seen. But why what is it about these organizations for children?
Do you think attracts these men?
I wonder. I'm not sure.
Perhaps we'll have to news on that. We'll
Let's get Mensa on the case. Because I just can't think.
No idea.
Let's ask a priest or a gymnastic coach.
Yeah.
Shed any light on this. But it's like after the Catholic thing, after Larry Nassar, after like the football.
Well, it all went out the window because of trams.
Like Saville, does no one go, what was
let's
that?
Have a little
safe.
Thing about
what
this.
Did you call it again? Safe something. Like, no, we're just going to keep repeating the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah.
And
these
kids are just going to carry on. I mean, we're not saying that he's ever abused anyone, but let's hope he hasn't. But like. Come on, guys.
I know.
Fucking hell.
The ideology has knocked out safeguarding.
It really has. Yeah. And it's very weird because we were getting to I think after when DVS and, you know, and all kind of came in because of SOEM and all of that, we were kind of going on the right track with safeguarding. There was a lot of progress. And I think there was an acknowledgement that predators try and get into these spaces with vulnerable children, and you know, we knew that, we absolutely knew that that was classic predatory behavior, and then it all, I don't know what
but
happened.
You know that you have DBS training, that the trans, there's literally like they've carved out
a special
caveat for trans, like if you're trans you can hide your former identity,
which is such
it's worrying.
Oh my god, what a brilliant idea.
Let's
this man, we can hide their identity. Give them a fresh.
If you ask, you're DBS. Actually phobic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So shame on you. Of course. And there's when I had my queer box, shout out to Queer Box, who were the organisation getting paid $2,000 for a 3-hour session, which was three of the most entertaining hours of my life.
I bet it was.
But they they were saying, these women were saying, there's a special number, like there's a hotline that you phone. If you want to know, if your employee comes to you and says, I've got a DBS, but you can't look at my former name, there's a number that you phone and only three categories. And it's like criminals, paedophiles or trans people. And they made a big joke of it. Like, oh, you should see them sweating when they're trying to figure out which one you are. And I'm like, lady, they know which one you are. it's really quite obvious. She was making a big joke out of it. That it's like, and it was presented as, look how far we've come. This is progress.
Oh, isn't this progress? Yeah.
Trans. Yeah. You know that old Family Guy clip of like, sorry, ma'am, you can't watch porn at the bar. Oh, no, it's all right. I'm trans. I can do whatever I want all the time. Excuse me.
Did
Family Guy
do that?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you've not seen that. Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
So what you talked about it at the end there in terms of, it was a bubble, and do you feel like it's over? Because the Lindsay, what's she called? The
Watson, Lindsay. No,
the good Lindsay.
Oh, good Lindsay.
Lindsay Smith. The Newcastle.
Oh, Lindsay, the Newcastle.
And so she took the police to something and got them to stop.
To stop supporting pups with their arses hanging out at
that's
Pride.
Right. Yeah. On Leeds.
On
Leeds. I forgot the Leeds.
Yeah. Don't forget the Leeds. Don't run wild. So she, what did she do? She was with the, what? Oh God, I've forgotten everything. Harry Miller.
Fair Cop.
Fair Cop. Yeah. So she teamed up with Fair Cop and they took Northumbria police to.
I think it was,
And got them to stop wearing the rainbows and blah, 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 blah.
Well, to stop politically aligning themselves with anything. They're not being, what's the word, impartial at all.
Unbiased, yeah.
So
do you think we're seeing it coming to a close now?
I think the, no, I think it's gone quieter. And I welcome that. I do. And I think that was a really significant case, the one in the northeast.
Yeah.
I do. I really was pleased to see that. And I'd like to think that the new government recognises that there's a need.
Gosh,
for...
that's hopeful.
You're
of
so
you.
Optimistic.
I know. You're far more optimistic than me on that.
Yeah.
I find it so ironic. Like, you've got this thing going on at the minute. I haven't looked at it in depth, but you know, like the police have been, there's been an undercover Panorama person that's gone.
Oh, I didn't know anything about this. Yeah.
To, in the police and sort of unveiled a lot of kind of racism and misogyny.
The police, racist.
Oh, shock horror.
What?
But you know, the weird thing is I was sort of feeling like, I mean, obviously the trans agenda is fully misogynistic, but most people don't recognise it as that. They think it's progressive. So,
yes.
So you sort of think the police are going on a completely different trajectory. They're going all kind of like progressive, wonky, rainbow, identity politics, so I found it quite interesting that actually, no, they're still old school racist
so
and misogynist.
Yeah.
And being... I'm going to put in progressive in quotes. Obviously, nobody can.
Yeah, but it's like this. Yes. Is there this dual
survival? Really strange.
Yeah. They're like cockroaches. They're wokeageddon. They've survived wokeageddon. But I think I am. I've got.
You can laugh. It's okay.
I'm sure someone said that before. But we've got friends that work for the ambulance service and for the fire brigade that have both said this thing that they've got this. You've got your old school misogyny, you know, like slap you on the arse and call you darling.
I'd much prefer.
Oh yeah.
Well,
I mean, I can't possibly comment.
Really,
uncles.
Yeah, like you're all like your
creepy uncle.
Uncle misogyny.
Everyone's got a creepy
uncle. Then you've got the new misogyny, and they somehow have absorbed one another. So
do you think they've absorbed one another?
I don't know. But
no,
it's
because the new misogyny thinks that the old misogyny is misogyny. I'm gonna stick my neck out. Actually, I'm gonna differentiate between sexism and misogyny.
Okay, that's
quite an interesting. I've been thinking about this. The difference between sexism and misogyny.
Right.
So I think sexism is your old school. Not all, obviously. There's misogyny there as well. Do you know what I mean? But you know, the kind of women should do the dishes and da 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 and da, you know, that all that sort of bollocks, which is just kind of. It's sexism. It's like, it's the sense of a woman should be in a particular role.
Or women can't drive.
Or behave in a particular way.
Yeah.
Misogyny is the hatred of women and the disrespect and the, on a sort of, it's also a more visceral level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's sort of sexism where it's kind of like, oh, women should be doing this, women should be doing that. But you might find, and I might be being maybe I'm kind of going back with some, rose-coloured glasses.
Yeah.
But you might find some of those kind of old-school sexism. They're actually, quite protective of women and... Do you know what I mean?
I'm thinking of my father-in-law who, he won't swear in front of...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think that's really sexist.
Of course it's
Derek, say can't!
Of course it's sexist. Because it's we're fragile and we've got little kind of fluffy cobwebs and we can't cope with anything
And you women, you know what you women are like. He'll say things like that.
Oh, you're all... But... I bet, actually, the way that he sort of, in lots of other ways, will treat
women. He's very chivalrous.
He's very respectful. He wouldn't be hurtful. He wouldn't be harmful. He wouldn't kind of try and, so misogyny is more of that kind of putting women through pain and suffering and threatening and hateful
hatred of women.
Objectification of kind of you are nothing. You are nothing to us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I sort of almost feel that I'll deal with the sexism.
Do you know what? That's a really interesting... Can I just have a little tangent based on what you just said there? Do you know who is one sick in the head fucking weirdo? J.K. Rowling. I'm rereading
what?
Her... No, mate. If you read them strike books, this woman has a fucked up... Now, Jo, I know you're listening. I love you to death. But the I'm
is she getting into the mind of the misogynist?
Of the serial killer. So if you read the third one, which is called A Career of Evil, and she's writing from the perspective of this serial killer.
Okay, yeah.
And it is so fucked up. Like, yeah, it's really dark. And I'm reading it going, oh my God, this man's sick. And I'm like, this is J.K. Rowling's words. Like,
do you know,
I love the bones of her, but she is... She's gone to some dark places.
Yeah, well, you can't... Like, so I used to do... Like, we're going on loads of tangents now.
Love a tangent.
Like, tangent.
Yeah.
And a tangent and a tangent. But I used to do a lot of writing and, like, sort of script writing and stuff and sort of stuff like that. And I remember this time, I felt possessed. I wrote this monologue. Yeah. I wrote this monologue from this kind of really dark... perpetratory character.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking weird. And it was just like, I don't know how to, it's hard to explain when you sort of inhabit a character.
You really
inhabit it. If you're kind of in it, it's kind of like, ugh, you're like, fucking hell, where did that come from?
I wonder if she feels really like dark. That.
But, I bet she does.
But this was all written before her interfening.
Okay.
So I wonder if she was like, oh, I really have to go to the depths of my imagination. And she's later on, she sort of references some Dennis Rader and Dennis Nilsson and all the Dennises.
They're all menaces.
But then I wonder, once she'd had this backlash and she was like, oh no, these people are really out there. These sick fucks are really and they're not all serial killers. That some of them are just like keyboard warriors.
I think it is possible to sort of inhabit. I mean, it's like actors, isn't it? When you inhabit those sort of.
But I know very dark she's characters. The Harry Potter lady. So the fact that she's weird, writing things about fucking cut. Yeah. I'm like, J.K. Rowling. Did you kiss your mother with that much? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is anyway. She's a good writer. That's what I'm saying.
And I want to add, she's also, and I read Deborah Ross recently, and I think in the Times. She's made such a massive investment and commitment financially to charitable causes.
Yeah.
And among them is the Refuge for Sexually Assaulted Women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that the one
at
Byra's Place?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, but there's so many others.
Lumos.
Lumos. Yeah. That's right.
And she's like airlifted women out of Afghanistan.
Fucking
and
I'd love to do that.
Yeah. I was.
I want to do that.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Like this God. Fucking bollocks that somebody. Love to. Some awful fucking podcast somebody sent me and. You know, them going, what's she done for women? Nothing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Thing, and you're like, God. Oh my God, you want to...
Did she also
scream
at you? A hospital wing in... Is it multiple sclerosis or something? Because her mum died.
Yeah, because her mum died of MS.
That's right.
So she's named it after her mum and she funds the hospital wing.
What? Which is huge. Exactly.
I know. Very, very Nazi behaviour. Very typical.
Isn't it?
Very typical far right.
Yeah, far right.
Funding like a whole rape crisis service.
Yeah. She's the most philanthropisty philanthropist that ever philanthropised, isn't she? Oh, hello.
Cats. Another cat.
Many
another
cats.
We have a lot of cats here.
Oh, this cat looks like a human dressed in a cat. It's got a human face and it freaks me out.
It hasn't got a human face.
You slag my cat's face off.
Yeah, your cat's right very fucking weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, my cat is absolutely beautiful. Okay. So, did you have anything else that you wanted to say to the boys and girls?
That's my cat farted.
Well, someone's farted. I'm just going to choose to believe it was the cat.
It's a funny smell.
Yeah.
Oh, puss cat.
You just walked
you're
in.
You're blaming the cat. You're blaming
the cat. Oh, it is puss cat.
Just came to fart and then go again.
It is a typical man.
What? Yeah.
Oh, there's a bit of old school sexism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Women can fart too, you know, Glenda.
Oh dear. Anyway, have we sort of finished your?
Yeah, you certainly told my story.
You were saying there was some You were going to say there was some turfy stuff going on earlier. What was it?
There's always some.
Well, there's always turfy stuff going on.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Remember, like, you said something and then you said, "Oh, we'll talk about it on the podcast."
Oh, it was about non-crime hate incidents.
Yes. Oh.
So it was revealed.
Yes. Yes.
Last week, that Helen Joyce.
Oh, God.
The sainted Helen Joyce, who in this house we worship at that woman's feet.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
She's in your gang. She's a non-crime, she's an NCHI.
Do you know, I am disgusted at the idea that anyone would attach hate to my name and record it in a legal document.
Yeah,
it
is horrible.
Insulting
it's
in the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, I've led my life without hate.
So you've still got it there somewhere?
We don't know, because when the barrister asked for all my papers from Merseyside Police, they came back blacked out.
Oh, and he couldn't find it.
Bloody hell. And he couldn't find out whether it existed or not. But I suspect there's an awful lot of people.
Redacted. It's like, you're some kind of terrorist or something.
I know. Like I was making ricin in my kitchen.
Wow. Yeah.
Ricin, peas and curry. So what about... His cat's really dribbly. Is this a dribbly cat?
That's normal. Yeah. He's a really dribbly cat.
We love you, apart from the dribbling and the smell.
Oh, I like the dribbling.
And a weird face. Apart from that, you're all right. So Helen Joyce wrote in her Substack that, you know, that fucking Lindsay Watson one?
Oh, that prick.
Absolute weird piece. Put in a non-crime hate incident about Helen Joyce. And she only found out about it through these convoluted legal means.
So you didn't even know. I might have one and you don't know.
You've probably got a couple, to be fair. You've probably got an ill collection. But like, who? So what I think I heard on a podcast that when they were brought in, a lot of people were actually against them and said, like, legal knobs were saying, you can't just do this. Like, either someone needs the police or they don't.
Yeah.
A non-crime, hate crime is non-crime. The most silliest thing.
Yes.
It's kind of like, I could sort of vaguely get where the idea was coming from, but it just can't work in practice.
It's not for the police then, because the police are there to enforce the law. And if you've not broken the law,
it's a non-crime hate crime. So then it's a non-crime. It's nothing to do with the police.
Yeah. It's nothing.
The one with the cancer woman. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not going to call her cancer woman. That's fucking awful. But the woman that was harassing her house, loads of people were saying this on Twitter as well. But the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, I'm telling of you because you've said something that upset me. And then teacher's like, come on, you apologise to him and he'll apologise to you and we can all just be friends again. Fuck off.
Police are like teachers or mediators. Or,
They're
actually threatening arrest. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like with the cancer woman,
cancer woman. Sorry.
Are you calling you cancer woman? Anyway, let's stop doing that.
But she's going to, like, are there no burglaries or rapes? Yeah, we've solved all the burglaries. We're all at a loose
end. I think that's the thing that's so awful about this stuff, isn't it? Is that it's kind of like, if we were in some kind of like utopia, where really there was no crime.
Someone's not took their bins out. Let's fucking send the lads round. Yeah.
You know, but the reality is, like, we've lost community policemen. We don't have, you know, I mean, I'm old enough to remember the community copper.
The Bobby
that would walk the streets and they'd get to know the community and they knew.
Where are you from? Chopton.
Camberwick.
It was a bit like that, actually. It was a little village.
Camberwick.
It was a little village, right? But there was a village copper.
Honestly,
he knocked on my door once and I can't remember why.
Oh.
I did once call him a pig, but like I was honestly the most, like I say, like, so when I did it and I went like that.
And he went, what did you do? What did you say? So that might have been why he popped round.
Oh, my God.
My house and knocked on the door. And you'd be like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. I feel so
you
bad.
Hot, you oinked.
I know. I oinked.
And, wow. I didn't know I was doing a podcast with a fucking hardened criminal. Jesus.
But he, honestly, he used to be around and he'd walk the streets and he'd check the kids.
Would he clip them round the ear?
I think we'd just gone past the clip the ear. Yeah. But it was like that kind of thing. Like when I went to him, he was like, oi. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. And like, and you just, obviously, maybe I am from Trump.
Do you know what? A policeman told me to, gave me a clip round the ear and I sued him. for emotional and physical damage. Corporal. And he's in jail now.
Yeah.
best place for him, I think. But do you know what I mean? It wouldn't work these days because you couldn't just clip someone round the ear because they would literally jail you, wouldn't they?
They would. But, yeah. You know, there is that kind of irony. It's kind of like everyone's always said, we need more coppers on the street. We need them on the beat. We need like them to be in these communities and connect with these communities and have a relationship with these communities. So they don't. Yeah. They sit around going through tweets.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I did a couple of years ago. I was at the Labour Party conference. Me and my friend Owen Jones. You might have heard of him. And I was talking.
We went very quiet then.
Yeah. Is she joking?
I felt I had a bit of a nausea in my tongue. He lost
his pass for the last conference.
He did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
No, but I was like, no. If we want free,
was it you?
Yeah. An on-primate incident. I did see him outside of the Navy. He's very small, you know, in real life.
Yeah.
I was outside leafleting for against microchips in vaccines and 5G. And I started talking to a couple of coppers about policing women. I think I was talking about you, to be honest, now. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're completely inundated and we have to sit there and go through every single complaint.
You're
and
it's joking. Really embarrassing.
Oh, that's yeah. Really?
And they were saying, like, of course it's a complete waste of our time. Oh, but no. They get, you know, so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of complaints by the day.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the stupid thing about it, isn't it? As soon as you set up some kind of helpline for every little grievance, do you know what I mean? Yeah. That anyone's got with their neighbour or their dog or their mate. Yeah.
And again, you can see the genesis of going, if you are having a hassle, it is nice to have a 111 or something you can phone.
But that should be a different service.
Yeah. But can you imagine sitting on Facebook and someone's put up something about, I don't know, they think Grease 2 is better than Grease 1. Yeah. I'm phoning
the police!
This will not fucking stand.
Not having this.
Michelle Pfeiffer is no Olivia Newton-John, and that is it. I will die. But I'm not going to phone them. Like, what's the threshold? So you're going to phone the fucking police?
Well, there clearly isn't a threshold from our Natalie. There is no threshold. You said somebody was a man. You said a man was a man. That's the threshold.
So who was the complainant, Nat? Was it this person?
It was all girl guiding, I'll never know.
Oh, God.
One or the other.
So how on earth did... Yeah. So you don't know how he got the email?
I don't, because I wrote the email in the confidence that he was under investigation and never imagined they would have given him access.
Somebody in the girl guides passed it on, didn't they?
Exactly, somebody in girl guiding has passed it on to him to cause me maximum hassle.
But when loads of us wrote to girl guides about him. So did he get them all?
I don't know.
Was he just like wanking himself into a frenzy with all these women hating him? You can just imagine. You can hear the squeak of the PVC. Do you know what I mean?
He did say in his statement that he'd cried and cried and cried.
Cried and wanked and cried. But those pictures of him.
I cried and cried. You called me a man. You called me a man. How dare you?
He called me a man.
Stop calling me a man.
Makes my penis very soft.
Makes me go very floppy.
What gave it away? And the videos are about that. Like the
call the police! Call the police!
Call the police immediately!
This will not stand. Pointing at his penis. Anyway, wherever he is now. I hope he's having a fucking terrible life. I hope he gets bad heartburn.
Yeah.
I hope he stands on plugs.
And piles.
Yeah. Piles. I hope he's...
From all the butt plugs.
I hope he can never have the right batteries that he needs in the house.
Yeah,
I hope
definitely.
He's having a terrible time. Yeah. To you, or you just...
And he
nice.
Gets friction burns from his leathery straps.
Oh, yes, please. Yes,
sweat rags. Yeah, straps.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, he's a vile man. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think he's a wrong'un. I think just by virtue of being a man and seeking access to girl guys, like, no one wants
and dressing
here,
up in PVC. I mean, like, a male wanting to seek access to guys is already, like...
Already?
More red flags than Chairman Mao's funeral.
Absolutely.
Sorry, we're going to have to wrap it up now. Again, it's these fucking women that are like, oh, yes, you must be the leader.
Oh, go.
Leaders.
Yes.
Leaders.
You are
leaders.
A woman.
Leaders.
Yeah,
leaders.
Please.
Strange, not woman.
Yeah, right. We'll all ignore the elephant in the room.
Or the elephant down your...
Not an elephant, I bet.
No, not an elephant.
But
yeah, what do you
think
of them?
deference and betrayal.
Like, grow a fucking horrible spine. Anyway, hopefully it's coming to a close. Hopefully he's having a terrible time.
We hope so, yeah.
And time has moved on. I like to think...
Have you forgiven them? Are you like Erica Kirk? Have you just forgiven all your trespasses?
Do you know what? I don't think I have.
No.
No, I want history to prove them wrong.
Yes.
That's what I'd like.
Once we get to that point where it's kind of reality, like, finally gets back into people's minds and heads and law and policy, and we get back to normal.
Yeah.
Then we can crack on and actually fight what we need to be fighting. Instead of this fucking nonsense.
Yes.
And once we've got that, you can go, fuck off.
Fuck you. But yeah, I think there's a lot to be... Sorry, I'm just going to do one more little thing. But I think there's a lot to be said for being angry.
Yeah.
I don't like all this, you know...
forgive.
Talk about back in anger.
Mm. No. Well, people, angry. I mean, I'm not... I don't really buy when people say if they forgive, especially something really sort of... I don't buy it. I think they want to.
They
want to
be seen.
I think they want...
Forgiving.
And I think they want to. You want to because you don't want to carry
anger. I'm going to carry all my bitterness...
But
brave.
And you're Rennie.
I thrive on bitterness and spite. Anyway, shall we wrap it up?
Yeah,
so, Natalie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
it's
you
been a joy.
So much.
We'll have you back on again.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
when you have your next.
Yeah.
Next arrest.
Yeah.
Next arrest.
Phone your lawyer, then phone us.
Yeah.
Oh, we can live stream it.
Oh,
that'd be good.
Yeah.
As you're carted off to jail. Oh, look, and we're nearly on the hour.
Oh, bargain.
Podcast professional. All right, cheerio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, right, third time lucky. That was Natalie, that was Boss.
That was a fucking ace.
I loved
we
every
love
second.
Her story.
She's amazing. She's the greatest. Whenever there is danger, she'll be there. Danger Mouse. I've been watching too much Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
So, Natalie.
Absolutely
she's
brilliant.
She's got
we
a heart of gold.
Her.
One of the best. We're going to have her back on because she's got some really fucking amazing stories. So follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our podcast, give us money.
We need it.
Masturbate more frequently.
Yes, please.
And do understand that as a woman and as a TERF, you have power.
Yeah.
And use that power. Don't go mad. Don't get yourself sacked. Women. Yeah.
Power to the people.
Power to the... No, but not all the people. Just the women. And go and see The Roses, because that's a really good film that I watched in the cinema today.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It's really funny. Okay. Olivia Colman. Oh, I love her.
I know.
It was really refreshing watching a Hollywood film that's got people
stupid,
with...
Though,
oh, yeah. She's not political. Particularly good, but her face is great and her acting's great.
People say I look like Olivia Colman. I get that.
Do they?
I get loads. Honestly, loads.
Oh, go away. Well, that's a massive compliment.
No, you don't.
I love her face.
No, I took it as a compliment.
Yeah, I love her face.
Anyway, shut up now.
She is one of the very few unbotoxed did.
Yes.
And her face moves, and that's refreshing. And
we need that. We need and women's faces.
It's a silly film, but you know, if you've got a couple of hours to spare, you know, just crack on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.